As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to shape our world, our nation, and our very lives, I vacillate between fear and hope, pessimism and optimism. There are days I wonder if our nation can survive from this pandemic. And there are other days I'm certain that we will come back stronger than when it started. I imagine that we'll learn important lessons from this pandemic that will make us kinder and more compassionate people, that our nation itself will become a more just place to live. But then, pessimism takes hold as I think about our healthcare workers still struggling to have the equipment that they need to do their jobs safely and effectively, or the lack of quick and reliable testing that is so essential to knowing who does and does not have this disease, information that is essential if our nation and our communities are to be opened responsibly. My hope is diminished when I hear that the president is giving conflicting information which foments confusion and mistrust, and who resorts to insult when he doesn't like the questions reporters are asking, or who tweets encouragement to those who want to defy the social distancing rules, rules that the president's own medical advisors are asserting are essential if we are to weather the storm. I grow weary when I see protesters claiming to care about our nation acting irresponsibly, suggesting that this is all a hoax and that the doctors who study viruses don't know what they're talking about. And when pseudoscientists are held up as experts, an unsubstantiated opinion is given the same weight as data and research. And when at protests, the participants claim that it's all about freedom and American values, and then there appears anti-Semitic signs, I worry about the future of our nation. And that prejudice that's on display at those rallies isn't directed at the Jewish community alone. The Asian community is knowing it as well. So I wonder, how can our nation survive such hate and distrust? And on my morning runs, as I jog past restaurants and stores, I wonder, how will they survive? And I think about all those who've lost their jobs and their incomes. And there are days that pessimism seems like the only logical response. And yet, in the face of that which crushes my hopes, I think about all those healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, aides, maintenance staff, and others who are working to keep our hospitals open even as they risk their own health, who are on the front lines every day helping people survive this disease as well as other diseases. Or I think about the first responders who are still doing their jobs, not sure if the person they're going to help may infect them. I think about all those workers delivering our food or stocking the shelves or the myriad of other jobs that ensure that our cities can function. Or those working to make sure that those most vulnerable among us still have food to eat and places to sleep. And I'm heartened when I see political leaders of both parties who are more concerned about the health of their citizens they are sworn to serve than they are with the next election, who are willing to make the difficult calls because they're more concerned about keeping people alive than they are about their approval ratings. I'm heartened by acts of generosity that I hear about. And I look back in history and I recall that our nation and our world has faced more difficult times than that which we are facing now. It is with such thoughts in mind that my optimism is stirred and that I become hopeful and positive about the future. I know that we can and will get through this. We have the capacity to do so. And frankly, there really is no alternative. Not to succeed is to sacrifice our nation's future. My hope is that we will not simply overcome this, but we will learn from it, grow from it, and be better. The choice is ours. It is about the decisions we make and the leaders we elect. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and our Jewish community. And as always, thanks for listening.